What's most important to you? To me, one of the things that's most important is understanding. And there's a big demand for understanding in society. There always has been. It depends on what you're talking about, whether you're talking about building a home or putting up bricks, being a mason, or driving a truck, or being an accountant, or being in a bank, whatever. You have to have understanding in the job. You have to understand what you're doing. And that's truth, especially with God's truth, with the Bible. We need a good understanding. Perhaps even more today than before, because now there's a lot of information out there. And Mr. Armstrong would never have thought about the Internet. And so there's a lot of varieties of the truth, you might say, that are on the Internet being sent out today or made available to us as we surf to and fro. We need to have a good understanding, don't we? Well, that's what I want to talk about today, a good understanding. What helps us to have good understanding? Turn to Psalms 111, if you will. Psalm 111, verse 10. Psalm 111, verse 10. King David realized this, I guess, after some years of obeying God and a brief interlude of problem in his life, sinning and reaping the consequences of that, realizing it does pay to obey God. And he said in Psalm 111, verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." We all need to have wisdom. The beginning is to have a reverence for God, deep reverence for God. And when we do that, we will certainly want to do what he says. We'll want to study the Bible and find out what it says. If it indeed is the Word of God, that's a precious thing to have in our possessions, isn't it? The Word of God, and we can have access to it whenever we want, 24 hours a day, 24/7. But it goes on to say in verse 10, "A good understanding have all those who do His commandments." We have a good understanding if we keep God's commandments, don't we? But God didn't give us immediate understanding. I remember when I was a young boy growing up on the farm, one of the things that I learned about was tithing. I think that was one of the first things. Of course, in Sunday church I went to, they taught 9 out of the 10 commandments. So I was vaguely aware of those, at least in their physical obedience to those. But one of the things I learned about was tithing. And most farm boys back then didn't have a great way to make income, so my dad gave me one of his animals. Turned out to be an unclean animal, but it was one of his animals. A female hog. And it was my job to take care of her and raise her and that so forth. And so I had her bred, and she had a small litter, maybe 5 or 6, which is small for hogs. And so I don't know how tithing came up, but anyway, I think it was my grandfather who was for tithing and my dad was against it. So I thought that, well, I'll try it, you know, try it, see what happens. So I tithed through the Methodist church, and out of my earnings off of that. And the next litter she had, well, she had more than any of the other hogs that Dad had. And so he didn't think that was too good, but so he was having to do most of the work anyway. You know, I was just kind of reaping the benefits, you know how it is. But anyway, that was something that I learned. One of the first things. I think God works with many of us at an early age, even though it may be much later, in a number of more years later, until God finally calls us into His truth. And so it was many years later before I began to understand about the Sabbath and then the holy days and so forth. As you'll recall, Mr. Armstrong saying, I believe. He and his wife kept the holy days for 7 years before they understood what they meant. And even then, I'm sure he didn't have a complete understanding of what they meant. But nevertheless, we do gain understanding by keeping God's commandments, doing what he says. God gives us some information, reveals some information to us. If we do that, then he reveals some more and so forth and so on. I guess it works in reverse, too. Once we begin disobeying God, we lose understanding. I know when we lived in Texas, we're not from Texas originally, but we lived in Texas a couple of years, probably 25 years ago now. And it was a rather small congregation many years ago, 25 years ago, and there was a deacon who was really a nice guy, older man. He'd been baptized in the 50s, and he had a very fine family, and his children had all gone to AC, and he was seemed to be pretty well grounded in the truth. You would think so. But when false doctrine began to creep into the church, you know, he either bought it and decided it was time to leave, or just got fed up and went back into his Protestant background. So, I'm sure if you'd ask him today, if he's still living, that he probably wouldn't think the Sabbath was anything special. Seventh-day Sabbath. So some understanding was lost there. It's too bad. I'm not condemning him, and he was really a fine fellow. If he's still living, I'm sure God is perhaps still working with him. Maybe something good will happen in his life still. But at any rate, it seems like the knowledge, the understanding that we receive from God happens almost naturally and subtly, and it's not something that comes on us suddenly. So it's not something that we're really aware of to a great deal. And losing that, we're not aware of that either to a great deal. And so we need to keep God's commandments. But there are times when we do get tired or confused or fed up, I guess you might say, or whatever. And so we have difficulties. And so if you'll turn to Psalm 119, 165. Here's another key to staying with God, staying with God's church, staying with the truth. In verse 165, it says, "Great peace have those who love your law." So if we really love God's law, we'll be obeying it, and we'll tend to have greater peace. We won't be at war with our neighbors, hopefully not at war with any of our relatives, and so forth. We'll be having some peace of mind. And it says, goes on to say here, nothing causes them to stumble. So there have been a number of occasions when, you know, I was pretty upset with the church, so forth. And I'm sure you were too. But, you know, here we are, so we're still in God's church, and that's good. Things happen, and error creeps in sometimes, and God tests his people, see what they're going to do. But if we love God's law, we won't fall away. That's basically what it says here. So we need to have a love for God's law, and that means obeying it and doing what God says. If you'll turn to Acts 5:32. And this is really explains why we have a good understanding if we keep God's law. If we keep the Sabbath day, before I kept the Sabbath day, I didn't realize that it was the seventh day was anything special. We farmed on Saturday until about noon, and then would take off and and you do your shopping and so forth, grocery shopping and so forth, going to town once a week, you know. But those days are gone, I think, for most people. But at any rate, God did give me understanding, gave us all understanding about the Sabbath day eventually. And so we began to see the blessings of keeping the seventh-day Sabbath and other parts of God's law, too, if we didn't understand those as well. And so in Acts 5:32, Peter just come from, he is, as a matter of fact, on trial, just been imprisoned, and they'd gotten out supernaturally, and so now he was been placed on trial again. And he's before the high priest, and he's telling them that they ought to obey God rather than men. And then in verse 31, he said, him, talking about Christ, God is exalted to his right hand to be Prince and Savior, excuse me, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. So God gives us his Holy Spirit, excuse me, on repentance and baptism, and then as we obey him, he continues to give us his Holy Spirit. But as we remember reading the account of David and Saul, God can also take that Holy Spirit away too. And he did take the Holy Spirit that was with Saul anyway, away from him. So and that, with that goes understanding. So I don't want to belabor the point a great deal, but I just did want to make that one point that we need to obey God and continue to do that. And if we do, we'll have good understanding. The truth that God has given us is very precious. You know, almost no one understands it. And people can only come to understand it when God reveals it. And then God gives us understanding about certain points. And it's up to us on whether we want to obey what God has given us or not. And if we do, he'll continue to reveal more of his truth to us. And so if that's the case, and if we obey God, then we will truly have a good understanding. When times get tough, we'll make right decisions.